All right, about ready to go. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Overtime Attitude Podcast. I'm here in the studio, had a big weekend, Memorial Day coming up, and we had a lot of events that went on and also races on TV around the world that happened too. I'm going to get more into that today on the podcast. Hope everyone's enjoyed their Memorial Day weekend with their friends and families. Went out, barbecued, and went to the pool or went to the lake. Maybe go to the car shows too. It was pretty hot this weekend. I'm not going to really repeat that because it's typical Florida weather. 90s, 100 degrees. I mean, what are you gonna do? It's typical Florida weather. But we'll get started. We'll start with the Saturday. I went to the Cars and Coffees over at Winter Garden. It was actually earlier than usual. It was at 7:30 in the morning, which is kind of, I don't know, sort of insane. But I mean, I think they wanted to beat the heat and they wanted to beat all the, I guess, the sun. So I mean, they started early so they could end early, and it was a pretty good show. I know that Lake Mary was having a show too that day, and most of the supercars showed up to the Lake Mary event, while most of the muscle cars and classic cars went to Winter Garden. Winter Garden and Lake Mary are two different. When it comes to the crowds and the cars there, I mean, they're two different cultures there, because Winter Garden is more the older folks or older crowd with the classic cars and the muscle. And some supercars will come to the Winter Garden show, depending on what day it is and what's stacked on top of it. If it's like the only show in town, then everyone will show up there. But I mean, I didn't see the promoter, Hector. I didn't see him at the show. I don't know if he was out or he had somebody else running it for the event for that day. But I mean, it is what it is. It was still a good show. But most of the, I guess, supercars will go to the Lake Mary event because the setup is much more organized when it comes to one way in, one way out. Winter Garden is kind of scattered everywhere. It's really tough, but still a good location all in all. But I know that with Lake Mary, they had the whole big Porsche crash that happened there, GT3 RS. If you guys haven't seen that video of the Porsche crashing, go to our YouTube page at Overtime Attitude. We have a short with the whole car getting sideways, leaving that whole Cars and Coffee event. That was a viral moment. It was all the way around the world. People were actually talking about that last time. So there was a lot of people went to that show in Lake Mary. And then we had the Cars and Coffees in Winter Garden. We had the coolest car I saw there was the Ferrari. It's not an F40. I think it's an SF40. It's the Miami Vice style white one, but this one's a red one. If you guys want to see these photos, you can go to our Instagram at Overtime Attitude. I'm going to post these photos on there too. I'm just running through them, showing you guys. Well, not showing you guys. I'm going to walk through and kind of refresh my mind and what cars did show up. I knew there was a certain amount of cars that showed up, but there's certain few that are unique. Like a lot of tuners that came, a lot of Supras. Obviously, Corvettes and Mustangs, they came to the Winter Garden show too. Kind of scattered with the whole setups, but I mean, the Porsches were there, McLarens, Ferraris. They had a really nice Ferrari SF90 that was actually there in front. And there was they had a drift car. It was a BMW, actually. It was a full-blown drift car. It had all the modifications to it, the setup with the big shifter on it. What other cars they had there? I'm trying to refresh it. They had a McLaren 720S that was there, too, a purple one. They had another red Ferrari. That looks like a 488 that was parked there. This show, I started around 8 o'clock, and then around 9:30, 10, cars were already leaving, so I tried to make my way to the end of the road. And obviously, Buddy Brian and Sochi Media and all of them, they were not at that show. They were at the Lake Mary show recording. So I tried to take advantage of the angles that they usually get by going to the end of the road. I made the mistake not going to the normal spot that the cars pull out. I was actually more towards the main road, a little bit more forward. But I still got the good angles of the cars. Make sure you guys check out the video on YouTube at Overtime Attitude. I just uploaded it on a couple days ago. It actually was a good show for all in all. I mean, you know, you're not going to go to every show and it's going to be perfect. It's like Windermere or the Hamilton Collection shows, you know what I mean? So after Saturday's show at Winter Garden, it was Sunday. That was going to be the biggest race day of the year. If you're any motorsports enthusiasts who are listening, that like Formula One, IndyCar, or NASCAR, that's the whole big three shows going on there. I mean, the first one was the Monaco show and the Formula One. I personally don't like the racing there. I think it's just a big fashion show. You obviously see celebrities and big time money spenders and CEOs going out there with their yachts and enjoying the race with the view. I mean, it is a nice view. Don't get me that wrong. I mean, it's a nice view, but I mean, the cars back then, or in the early, I guess like 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the cars could pass and there was much less room to, well, let's say the cars were much smaller lengthwise. So it was much easier to go through those because Monaco is a really technical track and it's got a lot of short turns and a lot of sharp turns that are really difficult for these big newer Formula One cars. So it's kind of defeated the whole purpose of passing there because those big cars can't make those big passes there. And I mean, I don't know if they're underpowered. I'm not a big Formula One guru. Maybe they are still got a lot of power in them. But from what I've heard and what I've watched some of the highlights of Formula One, I don't really care to watch the whole thing. I don't really watch whole races anyway, but I mean, I didn't care to watch it because it wasn't high-end racing side by side, you know, leaders picking off each other, trying to, you know, get to front. It was just a parade, one car, single car lane road. So I didn't watch the whole Formula One. I just watched the highlights. But I mean, congrats to Lando Norris from McLaren Mercedes. He's the one that actually won the race there. He's from Australia. So congrats to him. When it comes to Formula One, it's different than IndyCar. So for me personally, I like the IndyCar a little bit more better because last year I watched the Indy 500 because Kyle Larson, who races NASCAR, he was in the Indy 500 and he actually did pretty well. He had a speeding road penalty or kind of pit penalty, ended up finishing, I think, 18th or so, but he was leading the race at some points and he was actually, you know, getting a few good laps. And then the last couple of laps that was part of that show last year, it was actually really a really good ending with the cars and guy that had a last lap pass. And he won two in a row. I mean, that was a really nice ending they had. That's what made me want to watch it again. And also because see Carl Larson, see him try to do the whole 1,100 miles. What Carl Larson's trying to do is do two races in one day. So he's doing the Indy 500, and then he's going to go fly into North Carolina and do the Coca-Cola 600. I wanted to watch him. I wanted them to do all the miles. There's only one other person that's done that. That's Tony Stewart. That was almost 20 years ago. So we were rooting for Kyle Larson to do well in the IndyCar. It had a rain delay, and I think the weather played out a lot with that whole race because it was overcast, it was cold, and everybody knows that cold tires and horsepower don't mix. I mean, even the race didn't even start before McLaughlin. He lost control of his car, and he wrecked. Andrade's grandson wrecked too, under caution with cold tires. And then unfortunately Kyle Larson wrecked too with going through turn three or four. He wrecked, unfortunately. I was kind of bummed that he didn't finish the race at a decent finish, you know what I mean? But I think he was back there just trying to survive at that point. A lot of the drivers were just trying to survive because there was a lot of wrecks, a lot of mishaps on pit road. I mean, the weather's just horrible at Indy that day. I think there was big changes with the whole Indy car and the whole cars this year because Kyle wrecked a couple cars on before the big event. And I just had a gut feeling he was going to wreck the car again because he just wasn't comfortable with the car. They had a lot of big changes with it. And unfortunately, he wrecked. I was right. But, I mean, it is what it is. He could try next year if he wants to. But it just boggles my mind seeing all the haters online laughing at his failures when they've never accomplished anything that big in their lives. But I mean, I'm sure he handles it well and professionally. He doesn't really, you know, care about those people that are talking crap online. If everyone's gonna talk crap about you, if you know what he's talking crap about you, then you're not doing anything right. Then I mean, they're all gonna criticize you if you're up there, you know, trying to do differently than everybody else or trying to make an impact. But yeah, the Indy 500, I watched it while I was working. But congrats to Alex Palou. He won that race. I think it's his first oval win he's ever gotten. So that was pretty cool to see him win his first one, even though I just feel like it's just lackluster with the Indy 500, where it's lost its integrity or lost its true meaning of the race. I think because the cars have ruined it. They just over make all the cars now, and they're just cookie cutter, copy and paste. Unfortunately, these race cars are so strict with the whole setup of the cars. I mean, you can see Penske, the both their cars got put to the back because they were modifying it. I mean, everybody's gonna cheat when it comes to these racing, but I mean, it's just it made him look bad. He had to fire a couple people from Penske, which was pretty crazy. So we switched back to NASCAR after the Indy 500 was done. Kyle Larson got there on time, and he started second along with Chase Briscoe. He was first to start. But that race, this is the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles is the longest race of the year. It's over 4 hours long. I personally didn't watch the whole thing because I had to go out and for our birthday dinner. It was my birthday, by the way. If you guys didn't know, my birthday was a couple weeks ago. So we went out for my birthday, steakhouse there, you know, get some good food. I was watching it back and forth while I was at the restaurant. And I noticed Kyle Larson wrecked again, which was unfortunate. I think he stepped on his own foot, which is common for him. I think he's just more of those checkers or wreckers. And he went through the grass, and with those next gen cars, once you go through the grass and you ruin the undercarriage, the car is not as fast as it used to be because it's got that whole skid plate underneath it, and it wasn't gonna be the same. So he struggled, and then, I watched William Byron dominate that race for three quarters of the way, and Ross Chastain came out of nowhere, I think because of the lap traffic was the reason he passed William Byron. One of those deals in the racing, whenever you have a lap car, you got to go around him, then you got someone behind you pouncing on him. The 600 is very enduring, and it always comes down to the last couple of laps. Those mile and a half tracks are actually pretty entertaining to watch with the next gen cars from NASCAR. Short tracks and restrictor plates, that's a whole nother story. I think that's a snooze fest, but I mean, we're not going to go into that. That whole topic itself is for the car shows. I just want to talk about the whole weekend, the race weekend. I mean, even if you're not a big fan of these sports like IndyCar, I don't watch it all the time. I still like to watch the big races like this because it just has a lot of pressure for these drivers. These drivers want to win these big events. They're like the Super Bowl of the sport. But yeah, that was the ending of NASCAR on Sunday. And then Monday, Memorial Day. Hope you guys were enjoying the time with your families or friends, barbecuing, you know, what have you, being outside, just enjoying the day off for Monday and not working. So, all right, we got a bunch of car shows coming up this weekend, the 31st through June the 1st. They are shows all throughout all 3 days. We're going to run through them, tell you guys the shows coming up. We'll start with the Friday at 3 o'clock in Kissimmee. We've got the Old Town Muscle and Cars and Cruise. If you guys are in the Kissimmee area, make a stop by there. I think it's an Old Town. And then on the 30th too, at 5 o'clock in Kissimmee, there's the Pomegranate Racing Fridays Cars and Truck Show. That's also going on too in Kissimmee if you want to go check that out. And then also in Lakeland at 5 o'clock, there's the Lakeland Cruisers Weekly. Cruisers Weekly Cruising, that's what it's called, at 5 o'clock. And then you got the Gateway Chromes and Coffee. No, I'm sorry. Then you got the Gateway Caffeine and Chrome in Orlando. That's actually on Saturday at 9 a.m. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. A lot of old school muscle cars are going to be there. Pretty good show. I've heard about it. It's if you're in the area, make sure and check that out. Also the 31st at 10 a.m., there's Leesburg. There's a Gators Harley Davidson event going on there too. And then Twin Peaks Car Show. That's at 11 a.m. That's in Lakeland. That's going to be from 11 to, I think, 1 or 2. And then Kissimmee, they got the Old Town Classic Cars, which is from 1 p.m. I think it goes to like 5 p.m. or so. That's going to be, if you're in the Kissimmee area on Saturday, 1 p.m., you want to go see some classic cars in Kissimmee, go and check that out. And then you got the 31st Old Town Classic. So in Sebring on Saturday at 2 o'clock, there's a second annual Southwest. What does that say? Honors. Let's see. I'm clicking and see. You have to apologize. My internet's not the fastest. Honor Flight Car Show. That's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Sebring at Gate 1. If you guys want to check that out. I've never been to Sebring. I've always wanted to go there. It's a cool racetrack. Yeah. And then at 4 p.m., you got the Pomegranate Cars Car Show Saturday night. That's going to be Kissimmee. No, yeah, Kissimmee. Yeah, Margaritaville. If you're in the area, Margaritaville and Kissimmee is from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's the Pomegranate Show Cars. So now we roll into Sunday. That's going to be the all British and one French meet. It's in Sanford, 8:30 a.m. Now, if you go to that one or if you want to go down the street, there's going to be one at Orlando's Cars and Coffee in Sanford. That's at the Henry's Depot, I think. I think it's been Henry's Depot before. We've been to that show. If you guys want to see that show on YouTube, you go to our page, Overtime Attitude, you'll see it. Yeah, Henry Depot in Sanford. Be sure to check that out. That's from 9 a.m. That'll go probably till like 11 or 12. And then you've got the Hooters and Hot Rods in Sanford at 11 a.m. Also another car show. A lot of car shows in Sanford this weekend. And then at 4 p.m. No, that's June. Never mind. That's June 4th. I'm going to be going to Canjo Night in Orlando. Is it called Canjo? What the hell is that name? Canjo. What the hell is that? From Timeless Expo, they're promoting this show in Orlando at Desert Inn. It's going to be on the 31st from 12 to 6 p.m. You guys will come check out the cars there. They have a really big turnout of different cars from tuners, supercars, what have you. They're going to be at the Desert Inn. I think admission is $20 to get in. Unfortunately, some places they got to make a living, you know what I mean? Just like everybody else. But that's going to be pay to get in. I think it's $20 for admission. Now, what I've heard or what I've been told is that Formula Drift is that same day in Orlando at the Speed World. That's going to be an all-day event. I guess people were complaining about the whole car show of having the Desert Land show and also the Formula One show. Just pick one, people. Just don't be complaining about it. Do you like drift cars or show cars? Which one do you want? I mean, you can't have both. You guys got to pick and choose. You know what I mean? I think that the, for me, I think I would like the Desilin one better because the Formula Drift one would end till like 10 o'clock, I think, something like that. It'll end till late. The main event's not till late at night, you know what I mean? So I'm going to probably go to Desilin. That's going to be a better show for me because it'll end around like 6. I could go home, do some video editing, and then get ready for the show in the morning. I'll talk to you guys about that in a little bit. If you guys are done with Desilin, you could go to the Fusion K-Bob Korean Barbecue. It's over by Glasshouse Lane, Suite 150 in Orlando. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. I think it's like the after party of that whole Desilin show. It's closer to the, there's like a new plaza, and I drive next to a Canes and a, it's next to new Canes and a new Target in Taurus Land over there. I don't know exactly what it was, but I can't really tell you the exact location, but you guys look up that on Instagram. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm going to be at the Central Florida Cars and Coffees in Lake Nona. Let's hope the weather is on our side. It's not going to rain in the morning. It pissed me off last time. It rained in the morning. By the time I got back, it was like 12 or 1. It was sunny out. I was just shaking my head. It was a washout, but I mean, it is what it is. You know, not all car shows are going to be perfect. And you have those where it rains out. And with the forecast coming this week, I know it's supposed to rain every day. I think it's more of like a summer trend of Florida, you know what I mean? A rainy afternoon, beautiful in the morning. So you got to kind of just pick your battles with that. I know it's going to be better than last time because it's raining, but I mean, it is what it is. I just got to be prepared for this time because last time I took my nice cameras and they got soaked, but luckily nothing got damaged. But luckily I had the action camera, so I took a couple of videos of that. But I mean, it was just raining so bad last time at the Lake Nona show. I just said, forget about it, you know what I mean? And just left. Once you get the vibe of a show and you know it's just dying and people are leaving and they're not really interested, it kind of kills your whole confidence of recording and wanting to get these good footage because not everybody's there. Obviously, it's not like Windermere and it's obviously not like Festival of Speed where everybody shows up, you know what I mean? But Timeless Expo, from what I've seen from their previous shows, kind of like Clean Culture, it's a big following nationwide, maybe worldwide too. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the cars going to show up to that. We'll be filming there. I think Chris from Dynamic FX is going to be there. A couple other creators will be there. I think the other Chris, the photographer, I forgot his name. He's on Instagram. Alvin, he's going to be there. Photography, he's going to be there too. Blue Media will be there. Hopefully, if we see some badass cars that go there. I think for me personally, if the supercars don't show up and if the, you know, Mustangs don't show up and it's just kind of bland cars, it doesn't really excite me as much. And also, you know, having them scattered in different, if they're not in one area, kind of just throws off the event. I think it's better if you organize it. That's up to the promoters, though. That's not anything I could do about it. You know what I mean? But I will say that the Winter Garden Show this Saturday, there was not a lot of cop presence that were there. But I mean, there's no really a lot of action that goes on at Winter Garden compared to Lake Mary. Lake Mary, I saw a video of this red Camaro doing a full-blown burnout leaving, which is pretty dope. I mean, those are the shots I wish I could get, but I mean, unfortunately, I wasn't there. I just went to the Winter Garden one, you know. If I had a team that could go out and do these shows and record different events, then I would, but I mean, I'm a one-man show, unfortunately. And as you can tell, you know, I'm in the studio by myself today, trying to get some podcasts done, not trying to bore you guys, but inform you guys on all the car shows coming up. One thing I like about Lake Nona and the car show there is that they have everything organized with the Porsches, one side tuners, Beamers, Audis, because it gets kind of annoying when you have a scattered of cars of just different manufacturers lined up together. And a lot of Mustangs do come out to that show. I haven't seen more Mustangs than anything comes to that Lake Nona show. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Kendra night. I know that we've got a couple car shows coming up too later in June, and looking forward to it. I know that I've been trying to get guests on here, guys. I know I've been saying that for the past month or so. I just got the mobile stuff all lined out. I've got the microphones, I got the cameras. It's just me trying to find the time from work and gym and video editing to go and meet people and talk to them and get you guys the content, get you guys the, you know, information or the experience of other car enthusiasts, you know what I mean? So we'll get, I know I'm going to work on getting Stuart from Orlando Cars and Coffees on here, or Hector from Winter Garden on Cars and Coffees too. Probably get a few vloggers too, and then also some car owners, try to get on the show as well. It won't be during a car show It'll be probably during the week, and then I just upload it during the week. Like maybe go meet them at the local car show and during the week, or or meet them, you know, somewhere and do the car show. I can't do that and film the car show. It's got to be two separate times. You know what I mean? But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much the wrap up of the show this weekend for Memorial Day. Looking forward to the upcoming shows. Looking forward to the work week. Going to be back to the grind, and let's hope everything works out with the weather. We're gonna play it by ear. Appreciate who's been listening. Be sure to go to our YouTube, subscribe. We just passed 500 subscribers. I'm very proud about that accomplishment. Worked very hard to get there. It's only getting started. I'm looking forward to doing more car shows and give you guys more content and hopefully get those numbers up. You know what I mean? So I'm going to head out of here. Appreciate everyone who's been listening to this podcast. And I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.